In this bulletin, Britain outlines its plan for easing lockdown measures. New South Wales Parliament resumes for one day. And in sport, the Super Rugby replacement competition to be locked in by the end of May. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has outlined his plan for relaxing lockdown measures, which involves new advice for people to wear face coverings when in crowded places. In a change of advice, the British government says people should wear masks covering their nose and mouth in enclosed spaces, including on trains and buses. The change is part of a roadmap document that details a three-step approach to ending the country's lockdown, starting on Wednesday with an easing of restrictions on outdoor leisure activity and exercise. Mr. Johnson says the challenge will be to find a balance that maintains the improvements made so far while simultaneously returning the country to normal.
And I will be candid with the House, this is a supremely difficult balance to strike. There could be no greater mistake than to jeopardise everything we've striven to achieve by proceeding too far and too fast. We will be driven not by hope or economic revival as an end in itself, but by data and science and public health.
New South Wales Parliament will resume for one day so politicians can push through coronavirus legislation. The Berejiklian government is set to introduce measures today designed to help address the state's COVID-19 outbreak. The COVID-19 Legislation Amendments Emergency Measures Bill proposes over 30 amendments to bolster the ability of citizens, businesses and the state government to respond to the crisis. New South Wales Labor is also pushing for question time to return so that politicians are put back to work. The World Health Organization is warning the risk of coronavirus transmission will potentially rise as countries move to lift restrictions. The French health minister has already assured the public it will return to lockdown if another COVID-19 outbreak occurs in France. There have also been fears the virus is spreading further throughout Germany after the infection reproduction rate there increased. WHO's head of health emergencies, Dr. Mike Ryan, says he is hopeful countries will be able to control their COVID-19 clusters.
And the virus is still here a lot more in other countries. So the warning to everyone is, as restrictions are lifted, people will mix more. That is undoubted. And they will maintain physical distance and they will do other things, but the risk of transmission will potentially go up.
Meantime, Russia has ended its nationwide lockdown as authorities record the highest number of daily new coronavirus cases in the world. Over 11,600 new infections have been recorded yesterday, bringing the nation's total to more than 221,000 cases and 2,000 deaths. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews is urging people to use common sense as the state's coronavirus restrictions are eased from this week. Victorians will be allowed to have up to 5 visitors in their homes from tomorrow, while outdoor recreational activities will be allowed with up to 10 people as long as social distancing is maintained. A 10-guest limit will also apply to weddings, while 20 will be allowed to attend indoor funerals and 30 if it's held outdoors. But Mr. Andrews says the easing of restrictions isn't an excuse to become complacent. Meanwhile, the Victorian government's plan for a staggered return to classroom learning is expected to be detailed later this week. But State Opposition Leader Michael O'Brien says the announcement should have come sooner.
We still see a gaping hole in the middle, and that is, how are our kids going to get back to school? I think there are a million Victorian students and their parents who are expecting the Premier would lay out how our children were going to get back into the classroom and getting back to a proper education.
In sport, Rugby Australia officials expect to have a replacement Super Rugby competition locked in by the end of this month with an early July start date. RA has released a return to play strategy with the aim of starting a 5-team 12-week competition, with Western Force joining the 4 current Australian Super Rugby teams. It won't be mandatory for players to receive a flu vaccination, but it's understood the vast majority have already had one, while officials are allowing for between 4 and 6 weeks of contact training before competition starts. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth partly cloudy 23. Adelaide showers developing later 19. Melbourne partly cloudy 17. Hobart showers clearing 18. Canberra mostly sunny and 14. Wollongong sunny and 20. Sydney much the same 21. Newcastle also mostly sunny and 21. Brisbane partly cloudy 24. Cairns a shower or two 28. and Darwin's sunny 34 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.